We're listening to the band Cult. Last year, they were just a couple of amateur musicians named Brian Oblivion and Madeline Fallen. Then, they uploaded this song, Go Outside, onto a popular indie music website, Bandcamp. It was a one-in-a-million chance. The song went viral. They became an instant indie success story, but no one knew who they were, where they were from, what they looked like, or for that matter, their real names. Now they're in the big leagues with a record deal from Columbia and their first album just out. And they're here with me in the flesh. Madeline, Brian, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So tell me, what's with all the secrecy in this past year? Were you concealing your identities on purpose?
I think at first it was not a conscious decision. We just put our songs up and I was going to send them to my dad and send them to a few of my friends. So we didn't think it was necessary to put a picture of ourselves. Here's a picture of us.
Write a bio for our greatest friends.
Yeah. So dad, this is my story.
And even in the pictures that you do see, you guys have hair sort of concealing your identities, and you kept that up for almost a year.
That's what kind of became more fun about it, was in the beginning it was kind of a non-thought, but then as things went along, it was kind of a refreshing thing to see people genuinely connecting to the music and not really caring about the story or looks or anything like that. And once that started going down, we're wow, this is really cool. So we just tried to keep it up for as long as we could, but they wore us down.
There's something very mysterious about the name Cult as well. There are some characters that show up in your songs, famous cult leaders like Charles Manson, Jim Jones, Patty Hearst even makes an appearance. Why the fascination with these cult leaders?
I don't know. Yeah, when I was a kid, I was just as soon as I stopped going to Sunday school, I started trying out a bunch of different religions. Like any idealistic teenager, I was I'm going to be a Buddhist now.
Blame it on Sunday school.
Meditation. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that set me up for it.
So it's a fascination, is it?
Definitely. Yeah. I think a lot of our songs have to do with post-teen angst and dealing with control and feeling at odds with the real world. I think that's a lot of reasons why people do go to join cults. And at the same time, it's kind of the reason why they shouldn't. So it's it's back and forth, I think we just have really ambivalent, fascinating feelings about the whole concept. So
sounds in some ways you have a conflicted feeling about cults.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a beauty and a romanticism to the idea of somebody living such a violently different life, just deciding well, I'm going to pack up my bags and go believe in something that nobody else is going to understand. If that's peaceful and progressive, then it's kind of an amazing concept. But usually it doesn't end up being those two things. It ends up being just a greater system of control for weak people.
And often very dark, if not violent, which is one of the themes that sort of plays out in a lot of the songs and lyrics that are on this album. Let's talk about the song Abducted. It's an incredibly catchy song, but the lyrics are pretty dark. Let's listen. I'm not sure if I want to play it for my kid or sort of run and hide. What are the lyrics in this song?
I guess it's just a relationship gone very wrong.
Yeah, there's a bad guy character who's uses girls and is aware of doing it. But it's also kind of about that same concept that drama and possibly even badness is always preferable, at least in the eyes of young people, to stasis.
But she ends up, the girl in this particular case ends up bleeding out, some ways almost dying. A sort of a very dark, very dark theme.
It's a tragic love.
One of the most interesting things about your music is that there's so much going on in this music. How do you actually put these songs together?
It's pretty ground up, I guess. It's all electronic music, really. You try to start with a danceable kind of hip-hop drum beat. And then build up a bass line and a chord progression. And then I'll just be working on it and Madeline will be in the other room just thinking up melodies and words while I'm piecing the song together.
Is there a particular song that you think best exemplifies that?
Maybe you know what I mean.
Let's listen to that. When you guys finally posted onto Bandcamp, what happened from there?
Well, I posted it on my Facebook, and one of my friends sent it over to the Gorilla vs. Bear, and I was in class one day.
And Gorilla vs. Bear is a very popular indie website.
Yeah. And I started getting emails, and I was like, what? Why are people emailing us? Like, hey, I love this. Who are you guys? And then I realized that it had been posted on a blog, and I, like, left class early and went home. And I was
sleeping through class.
He was sleeping, and I was like, oh, my God, we're on Gorilla vs. Bear. This is crazy. Because we had just made those three songs, like, 2 weeks before, put them online a week later. They had only been online for a week.
Well, now that you've come out of this period where of sort of anonymity and you've come up with this major record label, you have to go live with a lot of this now. Does that make it difficult?
I don't think that we really hang ourselves up too much on, like, being exact. I think that, like, a lot of my favorite bands growing up, you know, we're bands that brought something else to the table live, something, you know, like, we change a lot of the drum beats up so that it's not, like, so hypnotic and it's more danceable, and there's parts that we, like, extend and parts that we, you know, shorten, and we didn't get caught up in our own, like, hype or fascination. We just kind of thought, like, okay, well, now we can try and do this for a living, so we just took it really seriously. As seriously as we can.
Brian Oblivion and Madeline Fallen of the band Cults, whose album has just come out. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We love NPR.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You can hear songs from their debut album at nprmusic.org. Our program is directed by Brent Bachman. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Petra Mayer, Kenya Young, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Sarah Gonzalez, Sammy Yenigan, and Sarah Ventry. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Arthur Halliday-Laurent. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. For Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We'll be back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.